Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says the government needs to knuckle down and focus on the budget rather than creating spin in discussing the prospect of an election. A teenager has gone on trial accused of raping a 16-year-old girl in Donegal. Donegal waste collector Jim Ferry has admitted dumping tens of thousands of tons of waste illegally at a site in Rossbracken in Letterkenny. And holiday makers on Kinnegar Beach had to move their camper vans and tents to safety last night after a small fire broke out on nearby grassland. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says the government needs to knuckle down and focus on the budget rather than creating spin in discussing the prospect of an election. The Fianna Fáil deputy says Fine Gael, and in particular the Taoiseach, is trying to create mischief. Party leader Micheál Martin accused Leo Varadkar last week of engaging in megaphone diplomacy, with Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh yesterday denying an election would be on the cards anytime soon. Deputy McConlogue was part of the negotiating team that previously led to the confidence and supply arrangement and says he would be honoured to be part of it again.
The confidence and supply agreement itself is very clear in relation to what was agreed between the two parties, and that's that there would be a review after the budget. So all of the government ministers need to knuckle down, focus on the budget, focus on delivering for the public instead of just spinning.
And you were part of the Fianna Fáil negotiating team that led to that agreement. Would you envisage yourself being involved on the Fianna Fáil team for any future discussions that may happen?
Certainly in relation to the approach the party takes, I, like everybody else in the front bench and the parliamentary party, will be contributing constructively to that and making reviews very clear. And listen, when it comes to a review of the confidence and supply arrangement, then it'll be a matter for the for Micheál Martin to decide what way he wants to approach that, what team he wants to put in to do that review. There wouldn't be any requirement for it to be the same people as before. It may or it may not be. It'll be a matter for him. I was honoured to be a part of that last time in terms of actually contributing to it and delivering it and having a key say in it. But it'll be a matter for the party leader to decide next time around. Whatever he decides, I'd be happy with. But either way, I certainly will be making my voice heard within the front bench and within the parliamentary party, and in particular now over the next few months in terms of running up to the budget to try and ensure we get the best outcome we can from our position in the front benches using the confidence and supply.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says he'll reach out to the Fianna Fáil leader about renewing the confidence and supply arrangement in the coming weeks. Leo Varadkar wants to renegotiate the deal, propping the government up before the budget. But Micheál Martin says he's had no contact about it and has only heard speculation in the media. Leo Varadkar conceded it's been 6 months since he sat down across the table from the Fianna Fáil leader. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald says the row between the parties is nothing new.
Taoiseach said the meaningless egotistical jousting between the Taoiseach and Micheál Martin isn't new. Indeed, it's a feature of the relationship between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil since they partnered up. Fianna Fáil, of course, seeks to mask their support for a Fine Gael-led government, for Fine Gael policies, for Fine Gael budgets, by picking sham fights.
Donegal waste collector Jim Ferry has admitted dumping tens of thousands of tonnes of waste illegally at a site in Rossbracken, Letterkenny. According to the Irish Times, Mr Ferry apologised to Donegal County Council and offered to give them two lots of cash, €80,000 and €78,000, that were seized by the Criminal Assets Bureau if the money is released as part of an affidavit sworn last week. Trish Lafferty has more.
Jim Ferry told the High Court today that for the sale of his companies he received €158,000, but is now broke and unemployed and will shortly file for bankruptcy. The affidavit also contained claims by Mr. Ferry that the illegal dumping by him at Rossbracken was a desperate act when he discovered a problem with the weighing of bins collected. Richard Lyons, SC, said this explanation was quite frankly ludicrous and not totally truthful. The court also heard today an application by Donegal County Council to have have Mr. Ferry jailed for contempt. He's been under threat of being jailed for contempt since last August for failing to cooperate with the council. According to the Irish Times, the council has now retained a forensic accountant to test the information in the affidavit. Mr. Justice Peter Kelly spared Mr. Ferry immediate incarceration in jail, but only on the basis that he cooperates with the council's forensic accountant and continues to cooperate with the council's efforts to remediate the Ross Brecon site. The case has been adjourned until July 31st.
Irish Water has imposed nighttime water restrictions on the Pennico water supply in Donegal from 11pm until 7am for the foreseeable future. The utility is working to repair a number of leakages across the county, particularly in the South Inishowen area, in a bid to prevent the hose pipe ban being implemented here. The three most at-risk schemes in Donegal are Lochmourne, Milford and Inishowen public water supplies, with people urged to conserve water as much as possible. Siobhan Sheeds from Irish Water is hopeful leak reduction will reduce the number of supply restrictions in Donegal.
Things are looking good in Donegal. We don't have any restrictions at the moment. As you said already, there are some at-risk schemes. There are about 100 at-risk schemes in the country altogether. And as you said already, the Lochmourne and the Inishowen supplies are on that list. But we're doing an awful lot in Donegal to make sure that those schemes are maintained. Their water supply, and we are looking at the leak reduction, and we are pleased to say now over the last few days we found some major leaks around the Muff area, so we're repairing those, and that will go a long way to make sure that restrictions are not needed in that area. And also then we do have a water interconnector with the Northern Ireland Water, but I don't think we're going to need that now because we do have some leak reduction there, but it's still there to use if we need to. And the Pullen Dam system has been used. We're tankering water there from the Pullen Dam system to East Inishowen and to Greencastle. And on the Mourne supply, then we're also tankering water there to Stranorlar, Ballybasay and Lifford. So we're working very, very hard to make sure that water gets to the right places at the right time. And we're very confident that the Irish Open Golf won't be affected by any kind of restrictions too, which is great news.
A young woman who claims she was raped after a night out in Donegal has told her alleged attacker's trial that he was laughing afterwards. It's alleged to have happened after they were out celebrating St Patrick's Day in 2016. Our courts correspondent Frank Rainey has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
The young woman took the stand after lunch and began her evidence by telling the jury about the lead up to the alleged attack. She said to be now drinking with some friends in a town in County Donegal and felt a bit lightheaded at the end of the night. She said she met the accused in a takeaway restaurant afterwards. She said she'd kissed him at a house party the previous December. She said they ended up in a nearby car park where she claims he pushed her up against a wall and started kissing her. She told the jury he then undid his trousers and forced her to perform a sex act on him. Despite her repeated pleas to stop, she said he began having sex with her. She said she was crying quite heavily and just closed her eyes. Afterwards, she said he was kind of laughing and made a comment about a friend of hers before they returned to the takeaway. The trial continues tomorrow. Frank Graney at the Central Criminal Court.
Holidaymakers on Kinnegar Beach had to move their campervans and tents to safety last night after a small fire broke out on nearby grassland. The Donegal Fire Service attended the scene, with the fire quickly brought under control. While the fire itself was reportedly small, a substantial amount of smoke spread across the area, with campers told to move their belongings only as a precaution. With the good weather continuing, Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor Ian McGarvey is warning people to be vigilant.
Be very careful around areas where there's dry growth and so on, because once it catches and the breeze blowing, it carries it in a direction and could be dangerous for people. Apart from the danger, it's very inconveniencing people as well, because they may out of fear have to move and do different things besides being able to locate on the beach, which is lovely. People need to be vigilant all the time. Even around the county, the president, for the cost of the fire services, another two will say deal with fires that will say are started or otherwise very costly and very dangerous for a lot of people. So I would only hope that we'll say people would have a recognition of the fact we're living and we're fortunate such good weather all around the county and everywhere else, for people who are around the area to be careful about fires.
Pilots at Ryanair have voted in favour of strike action on Thursday week after slow progress on union negotiations. A 24-hour strike by pilots who are directly employed by Ryanair will take place on the 12th of July. The airline agreed to recognise trade unions for the first time last December, but pilots are disappointed over the slow pace of talks. Ashley Conley from the union Forza represents around 120 directly employed pilots at Ryanair.
The pilots will engage on strike action next week for a period of 24 hours from 1 a.m. on Thursday the 12th of July. We have also informed the company that we will notify them of additional strike days in due course. We are seeking an agreement that would govern base transfers, arrangements and related matters.
A community housing project in Dunloe is to proceed to tender stage. Three units with accommodation for 12 people will be developed at Fairhill Dunloe following a lengthy campaign by the parents and friends of Donegal Housing Association. The Dunloe Community Group housing project will replace the existing unit on the Church Road. Las Concorla and local deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has committed to keep pressure on the authorities to ensure the project goes to tender as quickly as possible. He's been paying tribute to those behind the development.
I wish to compliment the parents and friends who have done a lot of work, and of course Donegal County Council and particularly the housing office in Dunloe. We're now at the stage where they can invite tenders for the three housing units, which will have four individual self-contained bedrooms at Fairhill Dunloe, and hopefully the tenders could be in and within a matter of months, and that they could then take a decision on who the contractor will be. But it's good news for those who will occupy these houses.
Is there a possibility of construction getting underway before the end of the year?
Well, I think that should be a target towards the end of the year. We have 6 months now, and I think that should be ample time, but certainly if not by the end of the year, early next year. The main drivers in this are the parents and friends. And they have a centre in Dunloe at the Angle Dunloe, which was extended some few years ago. They have a house at Church Road Dunloe, and of course those who are occupying the units at Church Road will transfer to the new units, which will be to the highest HICWA standards.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest selection of Converse footwear.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time's latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. You're welcome along to Highland Radio Sport. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and the Gaelic Games and the GAA have confirmed that Ulster champions Donegal will meet Leinster champions Dublin in Croke Park. That'll take place on Saturday the 14th of July with a 7 o'clock throw-in time. While the Munster champions Kerry, they'll play Connacht champions Galway. That's taking place on Sunday the 15th of July with a 4 o'clock throw-in time. They've also said that elsewhere the quarter-final phase one games involving the provincial winners and remaining phase one games will be the rest of those will be confirmed on Monday the 9th of July. So Donegal in action in Croke Park. It'll take place at 7 o'clock in the evening on Saturday the 14th of July. Well, in golf, the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. It's the fourth event in the Rolex series this year. Well, the European Tour of today confirmed the tee times for the opening rounds of that big event, getting underway, of course, with the Pro-Am tomorrow. Well, with news live from the course, we'll go over to Oisin Kelly.
Live coverage on Highland Radio Sport from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin is brought to you by Audi Sligo, your authorised Audi dealer for the Northwest. Find out more at audisligo.ie.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny, and a very good evening. Welcome along to what is a sun-drenched Ballyliffin Golf Club for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. As you rightly said, the Pro-Am will be taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, with the first round set to go on Thursday. But in the meantime, the players are here this last couple of days, and they're practicing on the range and out on the course as they get themselves geared up for this historic event that has come to Donegal for just the very first time. And I can tell you the conditions down here are glorious. There is a bit of a breeze, which the competitors and the organisers were hoping for, which would make the course testing for the players. But the weather conditions down here are just amazing at the moment, and it really has set Ballyliffin off in all its glory. And also, as you said, the opening rounds, the times for the opening rounds have been confirmed for the Irish Open. Graham McDowell will be the first of the Irish to tee off this week at Ballyliffin. He'll have an 8:20 a.m. start on Thursday morning. The former US Open champion will be alongside defending champion champion John Rahm and Rafa Cabrera Bello. 10 minutes later, 2007 champion Padraig Harrington will take to the course, joining Chris Wood and Thailand's Kiridish Afrin Barnrat. Rory McIlroy, who of course is the Rory Foundation hosting the Irish Open, he'll have an afternoon start on Thursday. The big crowd will be, of course, out to see Rory. He gets underway at 10 past 1 on Thursday afternoon alongside Thorben Olsen and Mats Fitzpatrick. And then at 1:20, another former winner, Shane Lowry, will be playing with Lee Westwood and Belgium's Thomas Peters. Paul McGinley, Darren Clark and Paul Dunn are also among the other 13 Irish golfers that are included in the field. Now, we are broadcasting from the media centre here at the moment, and already today we've had three of the Irish men join us. Shane Lowry's here just after 2, where the club made a presentation to him. Club captain Paddy McDermott was here, presented him with an achievement award and honorary membership of Ballyliffin. Paul Dunn was out on the range today practicing as well, and he joined the media. He's looking forward to his time on the links at Ballyliffin. And a man that has just left is 2007 champion Padraig Harrington, a man of course who's won on the major stage. And Paddy McDermott was also presenting an honorary membership award to Padraig Harrington. Let's get the thoughts now off the Irishman ahead of the Irish Open, and he's looking forward to what will be a testing course, and he's hoping that it's one that will benefit his form this week.
Yeah, it's obviously a fabulous time to come to Donegal with this weather. It was a beautiful drive up here. I was driving along looking at the sights. I'm staying in a nice house looking over the bay here, and it's like, ooh, this is as beautiful, as nice as it gets. It really is the Wild Atlantic Way. Golf course itself, it's as natural a Lynx golf course as I've ever seen. It just looks like it's been there forever, just sitting there. Doesn't look like anybody designed it. It just looks like it came into being. And, you know, that's the best way to have a golf course. It's a joy to play. Tricky, like a traditional Lynx golf course, it's meant to be. But that's the fun of it.
And you're holding your honorary membership. You hope to avail of that in the future.
Yes, hopefully. If they can guarantee me this weather, I'll be back.
There you go. That's Padraig Harrington a short time ago speaking to Greg Hughes in the media centre here at Ballyliffin Golf Club ahead of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. And Greg's show, the 9 to noon show, will be here tomorrow at Ballyliffin, and the full 3-hour programme will be broadcast live ahead of the big event. And we'll be speaking to a number of locals, fingers crossed, some of those who are competing in the actual Open itself. And we'll be chatting to, fingers crossed, a few celebrities as well. It's the 9 to noon show tomorrow on Highland Live from Ballyliffin Golf Club. Just a note on some of the Pro-Am times tomorrow. The first group out is going to contain former US Open champion Graham McDowell. Alongside him will be club captain Paddy McDermott, John McGogan, who is the Ballyliffin president, and the man who's been orchestrating this from day one. It's taken over 10 years to get here. John Farron came up with the idea of having the Irish Open at Ballyliffin, and now it's here, and he goes out in the first group tomorrow morning. Thorben Olsen will be joined with the likes of former rugby star Keith Wood. Rory McIlroy is due out at 9:30. JP McManus, Dermot Desmond and Sir AP McCoy are the three men who will be joining Rory on the course tomorrow for Pro-Am. There's a football trio of Derry City men, Jared Doherty, Rory Patterson and current Van Harpsman Paddy McCourt will be going out with Nicholas Coulthard at around 20 past 9. And then we've got our very own Michael Murphy, who will be alongside Kerry's Kieran Donaghy, former Ulster rugby man Stephen Ferris, and they're going with Beef Johnson. Andrew Beef Johnson is the pro in that group tomorrow, and they're set to get underway at about 12:30. Shane Lowry and Paul Dunn will be joining Michael Murphy and Kieran Donaghy for an event tomorrow morning just after 11. They've got the GA goalposts all set up just adjacent to the driving range here, and just behind the championship village. So they're going to kick a few Gaelic balls. They're going to have the golf clubs with them as well, and that event's due to get underway just after 11 tomorrow morning. That will be interesting to watch for sure. Another former rugby star, Paddy Wallace, is here, and he's going to be joined by actor James Nesbitt, and they're going out with a group with Lee Westwood at around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So then, Kenny, the stage is all set. Pro-Am gets underway tomorrow just after 7, and you can of course follow all the action on Highland Sport over the next number of days as the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin Golf Club is here. Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, thanks very much there to Oisin Kelly setting the scene. Looking forward to the action there. Pro-Am getting underway tomorrow in Ballyliffin. The real action starts then on Thursday morning. Well, on to the World Cup in Sweden. They're through to the quarterfinals for the first time in 24 years. They've grounded a 1-0 win over Switzerland to book their place in the quarterfinals. Despite creating the best chances, Sweden needed a slice of luck to net on 66 minutes. Emil Forsberg's shot from the edge of the box took a wicked deflection off a Swiss defender and into the top corner. Switzerland ended up with 10 men and a man sent off in the final few seconds. Sweden, they'll take on either England or Colombia, who meet in Moscow at 7 o'clock. Colombia are sweating on the fitness of their playmaker, James Rodriguez, who's struggling with a calf injury picked up in their win against Senegal. England are expected to feel a much changed side from the side that was defeated by Belgium in their last group match. Gareth Southgate side, they're looking to reach the quarterfinals for the first time since 2006. Back at home, the Northern Ireland Football League have confirmed that Institute will play their home games in the Premiership this year at the Brandywell for the coming season. Final written confirmation was provided by Derry and Strabane District Council last week, which will allow Institute the appropriate licence to play all home games at the venue on the return to the Danske Bank Premiership. Institute begin their Premiership season against Newry City at the Brandywell on the 4th of August. In rugby, Ireland forwards coach Simon Easterby is to work with Ulster on an interim basis as they wait for new head coach Dan McFarland to take up his post. McFarland signed for the Northern Ireland province earlier this year but may not start his role until January due to commitments in Scotland. And in tennis at Wimbledon, Rafa Nadal's quest for a third title is up and running. The 17-time Grand Slam winner easily dispatched of Dudi Sela in the first round today, wasting little time in a 6-3, 6-3, 6-2 victory. And in the women's draw, defending champion Garbiñe Muguruza, she was also an easy straight sets winner against Britain's Naomi Brady. In motorsport, the fourth round of the Triton Shires National Rally Championship this year has up in the Sligo Park Hotel. That rally has been cancelled. It was due to take place on Sunday. It will not go ahead as planned due to the exceptional hot weather conditions. They'll make a decision tomorrow on whether to go ahead on possibly the 15th of July. Finally, if this evening in cricket, there's an interprovincial taking place. The Northern Knights scored 250, the North West Warriors in their first innings, they're 294 for 7. That puts them 44 runs ahead. There's still another day's play to go tomorrow. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to the Dubai duty-free Irish Open, Gardaí have issued a further warning over traffic arrangements ahead of the event in Ballyliffin. Complimentary shuttle services are available for residents and for visitors staying in accommodation in Carndonagh, Buncrana and Clamanagh. However, there is no park-and-ride facilities in these towns as all motorists travelling to the Irish Open are being asked to drive to Ballyliffin Golf Club, where ample free parking is available. People are being warned that their cars will be clamped and towed if found to be parked illegally. Crime Prevention Officer is Sergeant Paul Wallace.
One area just that might be of a little bit of concern, and we just want to clear up any misnomers that surround it, is that there will be shuttle buses in Carndonagh and Ballyliffin for local people, but it's not a park and ride service. Yeah. So what we're saying is the organisers have identified two large areas. They feel they have ample capacity to deal with all the cars that will come to park them. So don't think that you're going to arrive in Ballyliffin and avail of a bus that'll drop you out there. That's not going to happen. That's going to cause a problem. Well, it'll have to be towed. There's no two ways about this. Yep. You know, we have to keep... It's going to be a tight enough envelope that we have and window that we have there, but it's totally dependent on everybody playing their part for people to follow the routes that we've identified. The routes from Northern Ireland are up through Quigley's Point. The routes from Southern Ireland or Donegal are up through Buncrana. And go straight to Ballyliffin. There's parking, car parking A and B each side of the golf links, and go there, park your car. There'll be stewards there to show you where to go. Ignore your sat-nav. There's no point in taking a shortcut or thinking you know a wee back road up this way or that way. There'll be ample stewards there, so let's literally drive and park.
Finally, for weather now, warm and sunny today with highs temperatures of 21 to 24 degrees and light to moderate east to northeast breezes. And just have a look at the closing headlines. A young woman who claims she was raped after a night out in Donegal has told her alleged attacker's trial that he was laughing afterwards. It's alleged to have happened after they were out celebrating St Patrick's Day in 2016. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlough says the government needs to knuckle down and focus on the budget rather than creating spin in discussing the prospect of an election. The Fianna Fáil deputy says Fine Gael, and in particular the Taoiseach, is trying to create mischief. Donegal waste collector Jim Ferry has admitted dumping tens of thousands of tonnes of waste illegally at a site in Rossbracken, Letterkenny. According to the Irish Times, Mr Ferry apologised to Donegal County Council and offered to give them two lots of cash that were seized by the Criminal Assets Bureau if the money is released as part of an affidavit sworn last week. And pilots at Ryanair have voted in favour of strike action on Thursday week after slow progress on union negotiations. A 24-hour strike by pilots who are directly employed by Ryanair will take place on the 12th of July. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, July the 3rd. The death has occurred of Jim Garvey, Crossroads, Killygordon. His remains will repose at his home this evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Fiona leaving his home on Thursday morning at 10:45 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice or Cancer Research, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Karen Ray, 4 Townsend Street, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:30 for a Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Eileen McGrath, née Breen, 11 Grove Park, Edirne. Her remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Montanay. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Cancer Research, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Colm Gallagher, Glencoe, Mount Charles, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at the family funeral home, Gallagher Station Road, Mount Charles, today until rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard.